Today on Gardening in a Minute, how plants move. Their roots may keep them well grounded, but plants can move in creative ways. As a kid, you may have turned a plant seedling on its side and then marveled as the stem grew vertically again. This process is known as negative geotropism. Another example of plant movement is when vines lengthen their cells on one side of their stems, allowing the stems to twist and twine around supports. The leaves and buds of young sunflowers undergo a wilting and swelling cycle that lets them track the sun, a process known as heliotropism. And let's not forget how quickly some plants can move, like when a Venus flytrap snaps closed on an unsuspecting fly. So even if they can't uproot themselves, it's easy to see that plants are masters of movement. For more information about plant movement and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.